In brief, spring 2015. In this edition, you'll find hello from TV licensing, how we're keeping customers licensed, and information on the blind concession. We're also on the road with West Bowling Advice Centre and answering your questions.
TV licensing brings top excuses to life. With a team of more than 1,200 people on the ground and in our customer service centres, TV licensing staff heard their fair share of excuses and little white lies in 2014 from people looking to avoid paying the license fee. Across the UK, the evasion rate remains low at around 5-6%, but a small minority of people give TV licensing decidedly dodgy excuses when they are caught evading. The hilarious but flawed real-life excuses range from the departed, "My mum died, she had a payment card, I'm going to a clairvoyant to ask her where she put her card," to the anointed, "I don't need one because I'm Jesus Christ," and the mythical, "My son lost his tooth, and the next day we found the TV under the stairs. We thought it was a present from the Tooth Fairy, so didn't need a TV license." Nicole Fuller, TV licensing spokesperson, said, "Some of the humour and originality in this year's excuses provided a laugh for our inquiry officers and customer service centre staff, but behind every excuse is someone who has been caught without a licence. We would much rather people buy a TV licence, which they can pay for either in one go or in smaller weekly or monthly instalments, than make a fanciful excuse, face prosecution and a fine of up to £1,000. Consultant psychologist Kerry Danes explains why people make up excuses rather than tell the truth. "We tell little white lies all the time, usually to lubricate passage through our daily lives and often to make other people feel better. But even the most forgiving of people would struggle to be convinced by the one about the Tooth Fairy." YouTube star and impressionist Shayther Bates and veteran comedian Phil Cornwell together impersonate well-known celebrities and characters to bring you the top TV license excuses from the past year. You can watch the impersonations of the excuses on the TV licensing YouTube channel on www.youtube.co.uk/TV licensing.
Over 75s entitled to a free TV license. Are you in contact with anyone turning 75 this year? It's worth reminding them they are entitled to a free TV license. Almost 500,000 people across the UK will be turning 75 this year, and more than 4 million people already enjoy the benefits of the concession. It applies to anyone 75 or over, regardless of income. It's quick and easy to apply. Your client will need their national insurance number to hand, or if they don't have one, another proof of age. If you're applying on behalf of a client, make sure you have their details ready. To apply, call the dedicated Over 75 team on 0300 790 6154 or visit www.tvlicensing.co.uk/over75info. Don't forget, anyone aged between 74 and 75 can apply for a short-term licence. Your client will only have to pay for a partial licence, which will cover them until their 75th birthday.
Hello from TV licensing. The new year is well underway, and I'm sure you're looking forward to the months getting warmer, as am I. In the last edition of In Brief, we updated you on the Perry Review, a review of the licence fee enforcement system led by David Perry QC, and the proposed changes to the licence fee enforcement. I'd like to take this opportunity to inform you of its progress. The DCMS published a consultation document on the 12th of February entitled TV Licence Enforcement Review as part of the Perry Review. It sets out 6 policy options, including retaining the current system, and invites evidence and views on these options. The consultation period closes on the 1st of May. A BBC spokesperson has said, "We're working with the government's review into licence fee enforcement and look forward to responding to the consultation. We maintain that any changes to the licence fee system need to take into account the full effect on the BBC's income and should only be made in tandem with the next licence fee settlement. Licence fee evasion is low, which maximises investment in the shows and services that audiences love, and changing the system is likely to lead to higher evasion. As it stands, the Perry Review is underway and there's no immediate change to the status of licence fee evasion as a criminal offence. Anyone watching or recording programmes as they're being broadcast without a valid licence still risks prosecution and a fine of up to £1,000. I hope you enjoy this edition of In Brief, and if you have any questions or comments, please contact the TV Licensing Campaign Office on campaignoffice@tvlicensing.co.uk. Best wishes, the TV Licensing team.
Helping customers stay on direct debit. TV Licensing has introduced a new initiative for people paying by direct debit, helping customers who struggle to pay stay licensed for longer. As part of the new approach, if a customer falls into arrears, instead of their license being cancelled, they will be automatically transferred to a debt collection scheme. This scheme will allow them to pay back their arrears in smaller amounts whilst staying licensed. If a customer misses a payment, this is what will happen under the new scheme. The customer will receive a letter informing them the missed payment will be added to their next instalment. If they don't make this payment, they will receive another letter and possibly a phone call. If the account remains unpaid, they will be passed to a debt recovery agency. When in debt recovery, they can make smaller payments towards their debt whilst keeping up to date with their TV license payments. While in the debt collection stage, these customers also avoid the risk of being prosecuted as long as they keep up with their payment schedule. We would always prefer people pay then face a fine or prosecution. If you have a client who falls into this scheme but cannot afford the repayments, we encourage them to call TV Licensing as we may be able to offer an alternative payment plan more suitable to their circumstances. You can contact TV Licensing on 0300 790 6071 or visit www.tvlicensing.co.uk/payinfo.
Line concession process made easier. We've recently been focusing on improving our customer service for people applying for a blind concessionary license. We have provided staff with extra training and changed the evidential process for customers who have previously bought a concessionary TV license. If a customer has previously provided evidence they are registered blind or severely sight impaired, they will not be asked to provide this evidence again. Both changes aim to make the renewal process easier for our blind customers. If you have a client who is blind and can provide the appropriate evidence, they are eligible to apply for a 50% concession. Those who are partially sighted are not eligible. Applicants can go online or post a photocopy of their document of blind registration or a certificate from their ophthalmologist with their license number, phone number, and check payment to TV Licensing, Blind Concession Group, Darlington DL98 1TL.